Billy Smith. He's celebrating his 56th birthday. That's a blessing right there. Happy birthday to Brother Billy Smith on your birthday. We've got Miss Deborah Kano on the birthday list today. Happy birthday to you, Deborah Kano. Happy birthday. Look who's turning 34 today, Miss LaQuanta Pierce. LaQuanta Pierce, good morning and happy birthday to you. Miss Tracy Campbell celebrates a birthday on this Thursday morning. We want to make sure we wish Miss Tracy Campbell the very best and a happy birthday today. My friend, Miss Shanita Baptiste, good morning to you. Happy 38th birthday, Miss Shanita Baptiste. And it's a happy heavenly birthday for Brother Marcus Francis. I grew up with this young man. Happy birthday to you, Marcus Francis. He would be 58 years young today. Happy birthday in heaven to you. And to all of our birthday people, we want to wish you well. We want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wayne Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We're talking about ways to conquer the fear that's your body's worst enemy today. One thing we need to concentrate on is, who should we really fear? Certainly not the coronavirus. How do we conquer the fear that's wreaking havoc in our body? It's by fully trusting in God. He is sovereign. He knows the end, and He's written every day of your life in His book. We put our fear in Him and in not the world. To be in fear of God is to be in an immense awe of who He is. Before sending out His disciples to minister to those who would persecute them, Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear Him who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell." That's Matthew 10 and 28. Let's talk about the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, so says Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of God gives you courage, according to 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 11. The fear of God enables you to consider and declare what God has done for you. That's Psalm 64 and 9. The fear of God is for your good and your survival, according to Deuteronomy 6, 24. The fear of God is rewarded with mercy. That's Luke 1 and 50. The fear of God keeps you from doing wrong. Exodus 20, 20. The fear of God will save you, according to Isaiah 35 and 4. And the fear of God delivers you from the hand of your enemies. 2 Kings 17 and 39. Fear of anything other than God is forbidden by Him. He knows what fear does to your heart, soul, and mind. We're talking about ways to conquer the fear that's your body's worst enemy. And I hope that you gained something and got some insight from this program. Our goal is to encourage you and to motivate you and to uplift you and to exhort you to greatness and to be the very best version of you that you can be. And if we did that, fine. If we didn't, we'll try a little bit harder tomorrow. Okay? I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Get ready. We've got more great music and more great ministries coming up here on KAYT KQJO FM. Until tomorrow, remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. Have a pleasant rest of this day. And remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see.
Pandemic diseases around the world. Lawmakers who don't seem to have a moral compass. We'll talk about how the Bible assures us that God is in control on the next Wade Hampton Show. We'll also be playing Bible Jeopardy, so get ready. And the music, well, it's going to be spectacular. That's coming up on Friday right here on The Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJO FM. The Wade Hampton Show is in five cities: Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi, as well as online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Every day I wake and everything is broken, turning off my phone just to get out of bed, get home every evening and history's repeating, turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest, yeah.
Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender, on KAYT, KQJO-FM.